Aloha and welcome to the Sobriety Rocks podcast, where each day will bring you hope, inspiration, and valuable tools to help navigate your addiction recovery journey. If you struggle with drugs, alcohol, or behavior addictions like I did, welcome home. If you or someone you love is having a medical procedure and want to maintain your sobriety, Sober Surgeries can help. Please visit SoberSurgeries.com to receive a complimentary consultation for a non-opioid pain management plan to ensure you have a successful sober surgery. Aloha and welcome to the Sobriety Rocks podcast. I'm your host, Kirk Waterman. Today, we're going to talk about being aggressive, assertive, or passive. Emo Phillips said, "Never judge someone until you've walked a mile in their shoes. That way, when you do judge them, you're a mile away and you have their shoes." When I was young, I wasn't passive or aggressive. I was assertive and naturally took appropriate action in most every situation. Unfortunately, my surroundings forced me to learn to be aggressive or passive, depending on the circumstances. As I grew up, I lost touch with the natural assertive part of me and became an overly aggressive, covertly passive addict. Sadly, drugs, alcohol, and high levels of achievement made that life acceptable for far too long. Then, one day I found myself in the rooms of recovery, surrounded by passive, aggressive addicts just like me. They shared stories about their passive aggressive behavior, but I could see they had changed. Instead of being passive aggressive, they were assertive, confident, positive, and naturally took appropriate action the same way I had when I was young. I wanted to be that way again, so I took the spiritual plan of action they talked about, and sure enough, my spirit healed, my passive-aggressive ways began to diminish, and my natural assertiveness began to shine once again. All these years later, their spiritual plan of action still works. I have self-confidence, use positive communication, and am naturally assertive in most situations. But if I'm inconsistent with this spiritual plan of action for any period of time, I can easily become a passive-aggressive jerk once again. Wherever you're at, I hope you take a little more time to nurture your spirit so you can have your needs met, maintain your natural assertiveness, and be able to see, hear, and love yourself and others far more easily. Today we'll close with a brief breathing meditation to help get us centered. So please get comfortable, close your eyes, take a few slow, deep breaths, and join me. On your next in-breath, mindfully breathe deeply in through your nose. Exhale and relax as you let everything out through your mouth. Again, expand with your inhale. Relax with your exhale. continue expanding on your inhale. And relaxing on your exhale. Continue this for a few breaths, and as you do, feel your body soften, your muscles relax, and your mind calm. Now, simply pay attention to your breath. And by paying attention, your breath focuses and relaxes you further. Allow your thoughts to come and go, just like the rising tide. Simply be here, now, with your breath for this short pause to relax. Connect with the feeling of calm within you. And when you are ready, slowly open your eyes, knowing you can take this pause any time of the day or night, as many times as you need. Place one hand on your heart, the other on top of the first. Take a deep breath in, bowing your head in gratitude for giving yourself and your heart to this practice. I'm Kirk Waterman. Thank you for joining us. Aloha. Thank you for joining us for today's Sobriety Rocks podcast from Recovery HQ. We hope you heard something to make today all you want it to be, and tomorrow better than you thought it could be. Please visit SoberSurgeries.com to receive a complimentary consultation for a non-opioid pain management plan and help ensure you have a successful sober surgery. Also, feel free to visit recoveryhq.com for additional resources or to contact us directly. See you next time. Aloha.